Section 2. We are running out of time. According to all the scientific evidence and all the physical evidence up to date, we don't have much time. Even later on, if we want to save the planet, it won't be successful. The threats imposed by global warming are more than imminent. They are already here, as you can see through many disasters, upheavals, climate refugees, phenomena around the world. According to expert scientists, the atmospheric temperatures are rising so steeply that we do not have much time left to change. So many world leaders and scientists are also worrying about this. The truth is, we are already not able to handle such situations in places where global warming is already reaching extreme degrees. Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There is not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. Their rivers and lakes are drying up or completely gone. Glaciers melt in many places so dramatically that one moment there are massive floods, and soon after, a drought. So how can we handle the mass migration of tens of millions of people all at once due to desertification, the rising sea levels, or the permanent loss of crop fields? It's very difficult, and maybe even impossible. We are not ready at all. We are not prepared enough. We have to save this planet so that we'll be able to stay, first. Because if the ice all melts, if all the poles all melt out, and then if the sea is warm, then the gas might be released from the ocean and we might all be poisoned. It's a lot of gas. If you see the Singapore lecture September 1994, I already warned that we have to change the way we live. Otherwise, it's too late. It was 10 or 15 years ago. Or before that, I always talked about how we deforest our planet, meat eating, and all that contributes to a lot of damage to our Earth planet. Scientists say many things. They are listening now, but I just hope they do it fast. It just takes action. All the governments in the world really take it now seriously. It's just I'm worried the action might be too slow, that's all. Because the ice is reflecting the sun and sends it back into the space, but the ice is melting so fast now that there's not enough reflection, and because the sea is already warm, it melts the ice. And because the ice melts, the sea is warmer. You see what I mean, the cycle? The way it is going, if they don't fix it, in 4 or 5 years' time, finito. No more. It's really that urgent.